Okay, sorry. The daf thought for today's daf chav beis. So, an interesting thought I'm going to share with you tonight. The Gemara says, "Abarei came by Mayim." It talks about the story of Yosef, and the pit was empty. There was no water, but the chashim v'akrab yeshbay. So, Mefarshim ask, so how could they have thrown him into a pit, knowing that there were snakes and scorpions there? Like, why does that make the story any better? How does that work? So, I saw a beautiful pshat brought down. Now, this Gemara is said right after the Gemara that Ner of Chanukah, if it's placed above 20 Amos, it's a puzzle. And now we seem to be saying just members of Rav Tanchum. Is our Parshat Pshat, we're going one after the other. Like, what's the connection to the Gemara before? So he actually says, no, there's a big connection. Because we learned that when he uses the term of Hashleich, Hashlocha is 20 Amos. That's what he brings down. And meaning that when they threw him into the pit, it was past 20 Amos, so they couldn't see what was beneath the 20 Amos. And that's exactly the connection to the Gemara here. That something above 20 Amos, he can't see. That's exactly what happened. It was above 20 Amos, so they couldn't see it. There happened to be a Chashver Kram there, but the Shvatim were not able to see it. So I saw the shot brought down in the Masifta. I think it's an interesting idea. And of course, from Lamed Tzchus, that the Shvatim didn't do anything that would Chas V'Shalom on purpose to try to do anything to hurt Yosef. And hopefully for Malamet Zchus on everybody else in Klai Yisrael today. Let's try to be Malamet Zchus on people. That should serve as a Zchus for all of us during these times. Have a wonderful Vach Kol Tov.